Normally, our next guest walks us through the writing process, from creating a sense of place to figuring out what makes a good book cover. Best-selling author Jocelyn Jackson joins us in studio now. But instead of talking about the finer points of writing, she's here with some holiday gift ideas in the form of books. Jocelyn, welcome.
Good morning, Lois. How are you?
I'm delighted to have you here live and in person, as Ed Sullivan used to say. For those who may know who Ed Sullivan is, back in TV's 1950s. Jocelyn, the Atlanta area is one of vitality in terms of literary life. And as an author actively involved in that scene, we welcome your recommendations for a holiday shopping list of books by local writers. And I was excited to see that your first choice is also one of my favorite books, maybe my favorite book of this year.
Dark Town by Thomas Mullen.
Yes.
You know, I think that people hesitate to give books as presents, even though they're one of the best, because reading is so personal. It's a little like a perfume. You're not sure if your person is going to love this or not. So I tried to pick books that you can give really safely, and Dark Town is going to hit so many readers exactly right.
Why?
Well, first of all, it's set in 1948, so your readers who like historical fiction are going to love the sense of the time period, which is extremely well done. It's here in Atlanta, so if you're buying for someone local, it's not just history, it's local history. And if you have someone on your list who likes mysteries or thrillers or police procedurals, there are elements of all of this present in this book. But it's also for anyone who likes good literary fiction. The writing is, I would say, stellar. Dark Town is set just after the last good war, when Atlanta, for the first time, hired black police officers. Most of them were veterans, and Thomas Mullen has done a lot of research into who these men were and how they functioned within the department. So it's a mystery or a thriller, you know, pre-civil rights, following two police officers, one white, one black, as their investigations sort of collide, which that's actually not accurate, because at that time, the black officers weren't allowed to conduct investigations. They had all of these sort of hampering restrictions placed on them. In fact, it was very controversial that these veterans, for the most part, were even allowed to carry guns.
And that is one of the more devastating aspects of the story.
Yes.
It's just, here, all these officers wanted to do was serve.
Yes.
Just having served their country, risking their lives, and reading about the prejudice is just horrid. And yet,
timely, I would say.
Oh, yes. And yet, the story is so compelling and an important part of history to understand.
And not without hope. I mean, there's some dark moments, and it's gritty for sure, but it's not a book that is without hope.
No, and there's also some wonderful description of place.
Yes.
Sweet Auburn and
Crog Street.
Crog Street, the life of Atlanta, the stratum those two men came from.
Mm-hmm.
All very enlightening.
And the character of Lucius Boggs, who is, I would say, the main character. He is a veteran and a black police officer, and he's so finely drawn. I just fell in love with that man.
This is also an excellent book to give someone who lives elsewhere, to give to anyone you might know in another country, I think, for the sense of place and the sense of history.
Of the time period. And
yeah.
I'll say something else, too. As a person who lives in Atlanta, if you're giving this book as a gift, you have a little advantage in that you can get a signed copy because Thomas Mullen is local. I know Little Shop of Stories in Decatur has signed copies. I know Acapella Books in Inman Park has signed copies. And if you want a signed, personalized copy, Thomas Mullen has a deal in place with Eagle Eye Books, another independent bookstore, for. And in fact, Eagle Eye does this for a lot of writers. I know Karen Slaughter does this at Eagle Eye. I do this at Eagle Eye. If you order Thomas Mullen's book in time, he'll go by the store and sign, you know, to mom and dad, Merry Christmas from your daughter, Beatrice, or whatever you want him to say. So, you know, because he's a local author and because he works in partnership with these independent bookstores, that kind of makes it a little more special.
Oh, that is very special and important to know. If you are just joining us, our guest this morning is the author Jocelyn Jackson. We usually hear her writer-to-reader essays on City Lights. Today, she is here with ideas for holiday gifts, books by local authors. Your next pick, Jocelyn, is one that should appeal to fans of fantasy and sci-fi.
Yes, I tried to look for, you know, two books that are going to really appeal to different kind of readers that are both by local authors. This is for anyone who likes fantasy, science fiction, even dystopian fiction, maybe a soupçon of horror.
Oh, my.
It's also wholly original. And I'm a nerd, Lois, from the way back. I married a man who keeps his comic books in sleeves. So this is my kind of thing. But if you like Neil Gaiman, Stephen King, Les Grossman, you know, the magicians, or even Neal Stephenson, you're going to love this book. It is... It's about a woman named Carolyn who used to be, as she says, an American, and she still lives in America, just maybe not the one you and I live in. And she's now a librarian, and the story of who and what she is unfolds alongside the story of a broken man named Steve. And I've honestly never read anything like it. Like most books, you can say it's like this or it's like that. Yeah. This is wholly fresh and original.
Well, a library with the secrets of the universe sounds wonderful.
Yes.
But in this case, there's some scary stuff attached
to it. It is a dark book. I listened to it on audio, and the reader's fantastic. If you like audiobooks, I would highly recommend it. But you want to like drop the kids off first. It's visceral and explicit, but it's balanced with a very wicked sense of humor.
Okay, and that is by Scott Hawkins.
Yes, another local Atlanta writer.
The Library at Mount Char is the name of that book. And here's another impressive description. The comic verve of David Sedaris and the deft satire of Mark Twain or Roy Blunt Jr. This seems at once a great recommendation, but a whole lot to live up to. Tell us about The World's Largest Man.
Oh, have you not read this?
I have not.
It is a memoir of growing up large, growing up with a larger-than-life father in the South. It is a wonderful book that I would strongly and highly recommend. Actually, I'm recommending two nonfiction books. That one is memoir, and the second one is a collection of letters and essays collected posthumously by Pat Conroy.
Not collected by him.
No, by his widow. By his widow, Cassandra King, who is also a writer. Excuse me.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I was thinking, okay.
Yeah.
I actually thought he had worked on this volume before.
He did, actually. He did. I mean, you know, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, so he knew that this was coming. In fact, he wrote part of the book as he waited. I just want to read just one
Please.
Little sentence of it. I was not born until I was 15 years old. It happened here in Beaufort, in sight of a river's sinuous turn, and the movements of its dolphin-proud tides, its modest, easy grandeur, where I once celebrated being 16. Now I will turn 70 by its same scrupulous landscape, and the place I will one day be buried in great gratitude and an infinity of joy.
That is...
The voice.
The voice of Pat Conroy, who inspired such affection as well as admiration.
I tell you, 2016 has been a hard year.
It really
has. We lost David Bowie, Muhammad Ali, Alan Rickman, and one of the South's iconic voices. And so that is why I think it's the perfect gift to give this year, because we need to remember this man.
The name of the book?
It is called A Low Country Heart Reflections on a Writing Life.
I wish our time weren't up, but we will have more on our website with Jocelyn's picks. New York Times bestselling novelist Jocelyn Jackson's most recent book is The Opposite of Everyone, which came out this year. We're very proud to have her writer to read her essays on City Lights. Jocelyn, thank you very much for your local VOR reading recommendations.
Thank you for having me, Lois.
Well, I wish you very happy holidays.